Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
It's not my fault, blame technology, because I'm living in a holy, holy, holy way. Because I am here to serve, I am here to love, I am here to reveal the love and face of God. So if you ain't feeling it, that's on you. Yes, the Agape Choir praying with us, reminding us to live in a holy, holy way. Right now, in this moment, we choose to see that we are actually right where we want to be. That what we are looking for already exists. Because if it didn't exist, you won't be thinking about it. Or you won't even be asking the question if the answer wasn't here already. So whatever questions you have about life, whatever challenges you're dealing with, right where you are, you already have the answer. Difference is listening. When you catch an inspiration, it's because there's an answer. When you got a question, it's because there's an answer. But you must listen. You know, there's nothing you can do to be less than love, less than light. Nothing. You ain't strong enough to ruin your own life. It's impossible. So you better wake up and smell the spirit. Spirit smells good. Yes, yes, yes. Agape Choir, agapelive.com, agapelive.com. That's their website to find out more about what Ricky Byers Beckwith, Michael Bernard Beckwith are doing and the choir and all the other good work that Agape is doing. And so that you may be inspired to live in a holy, holy way, and just as important, to serve, to give of your gift, to give of yourself. That's the only reason you're here. You're here to give of yourself. How? You give unconditional love. You express unconditional love through your unique talent, through your unique skill. So wherever you are, whatever you're moving through, I'm trying, but it's not working. No, because you're right where you need to be. Pay attention. Pay attention. Stop running into the future and stay in the now. Even if it doesn't feel right, even if it doesn't feel good, relax. You ain't strong enough to ruin your own life. Yeah, take a breath of that. I don't care what kind of issues you have, low self-esteem, whatever you want to call it. I don't love myself enough. You ain't strong enough to ruin your own life. So relax. Relax. Take a breath. Trust that breath that is moving in and out of you. The breath of life, the breath of God. Breath is life. Life is God. God is you. And good is all there is. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to you first, and then tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins, where change is inspired, and you make a difference. You made a difference when you appeared on this planet, and you continue to make a difference and you have a choice to take it to the next level. You have a choice to take it to the next level. There are no conditions. Only you set the rules. If there are any conditions, any rules, it's to let go of all the BS that you've allowed yourself to believe in. Anything that is unlike love, let it go. Let it go. That's right. And tell your issues I told you so. And if your issues have issues with me telling you to let go of the issue, send your issues to me. I can handle your issues. I got a force field around me. When your issue comes around me, they just melt. It's like, oh my God, all this light, all this fire, I can't handle it. I can't stand it. I'm talking about love. So if your issues have issues with you having the issues with them, send your issues to me because I'm just going to dissolve them. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. I am is your host, the I Am Presence. Is uniquely expressing as Life Coach Ade, the Naughty Professor, Metaphysical Rebel. Woo! Life is good. It's so much better when you know it is good no matter what is going on. There's something about knowing that life is good even when you're moving through a challenge. It keeps you moving. It's even beyond hope. Hope is good. You know, just I'm hoping. No, but when you just know that life is good and life is for you, not against you, you can at least surrender a little bit more. Like, I don't know the answer. I don't know how. But I still feel like life is supporting me. And don't let nobody, I don't care who they are, take that away from you. I want to welcome all of you that are listening. Those of you listening online, on the phone lines, on the archive, our within radio listeners. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. And setting the intention to make a difference, to love yourself in a whole new way, to be the change you want to see. So it's nice to have you here. Oh, my God, it feels like I haven't been here in a long time. Here. Where's here? Here. I'm always here. But, you know what I mean, the English language. Here, you know, with you guys. I feel like I haven't done a show in, I don't know. I guess I've been through a lot. I have. My dreams are just interesting. But anyway, you don't need to know about my dreams. Not yet, until we get very close. You get close enough to know about my dreams, because my dreams tell me a lot about me. Anyway, let's bring on Celeste. And actually, before we bring on Celeste, I want all of you right now, those of you that are listening, and those of you listening for the first time, or you heard Reverend Val, Valerie Love, you're like, oh, I'm going to go listen to it. You're like, what's going on? This is unusual radio station. This is kind of interesting. Good. Ding, ding, ding. If you say interesting, I applaud you because, yes, we don't do things like others. We don't mind standing out because that's why we're here. But anyway, so I know that all of you are about healing, about compassion, understanding. So I just want you to just conjure up the love, the kind of love that you've ever wanted to feel, the love that grounds you, the love that you can stand in that love and you can say nothing else matters. And if you have someone in your life or not, it's all good. I mean, whatever the case, I want you to bring all that love and just shower Celeste with that love right now. Send Celeste so much love that she goes, woo, I feel woozy. Because the wooziness is all the fear, the pain, the worry, just leaving her body. So your body has to recalibrate. Send her so much love. Send her family love. They're all going through a growth experience. And we're loving Celeste right where she is. And right now she's coming on. And you can do it. Hey, Celeste, how are you?
Yeah, you're all right. Wonderful. I'm wonderful. I can talk. I did get woozy. Life Coach today, thank you so much, and for everybody else. I really appreciate it. This is why this is my home, and I must give you a compliment, Life Coach today, because when
you must give me a compliment. Wait, hold on. What? You want to give me a compliment? Hey, everybody, be quiet. I got a compliment coming.
We have
hush it. Okay, go ahead.
Wow, you need help, and that's why I hang out with you, my Mad Hatter, Nutty Professor, Metaphysical Rebel friend. Nancy L., who I haven't seen in the chat room, and I also see, there are numbers I recognize, numbers that I don't. I know that Rev Val is in the house, so I got an extra dose of love. And I'm sharing all of that with my baby sister, who's on the line right now as we move through this growth experience with our family. Hey, baby sis, but here's your compliment. Ooh, okay. Thank you. I needed to hear this right now. Amen. All right, Nancy, GL, you're in the place and the space. Next in line for a miracle. We all are.
Indeed.
So.
The universe is laying hands on you right now. It's like, oof, you're open and receptive to your good. Thank you for showing up.
Yeah.
You know, this is a house of love. So whatever you're dealing with, just bring it. Bring it. We don't care your judgment, your criticism, your self-doubt. Bring it. This is what we're mastering. We're here to help you in your transformation journey. So, you know, because all this stuff ain't got any power. Got so much love here. We're spraying love on your issues like it's rained. And your issues will run like roaches. Like, oh, my God. Too much love in this place. I can't stand love.
Wow.
Yes.
I know,
right?
So I am going to get to your announcements. I am
being
health and love and light, and I appreciate it. And I cannot wait. I've been waiting for this. You know this, right? I've been waiting for Reverend Val. I've been waiting for Rev Val for a lifetime. Do you hear the words coming out my mouth?
Do you understand the words that are coming out my mouth? Okay, my bad.
I've been waiting for this sister for my whole life. You'll see why. I'm sure the rest of you aren't strangers to her gift and her magic. But I'm so happy. So I'm going to get to these announcements so we can bring her on. Okay. So hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Mad Hatter, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here. From Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with. So, Life Coach Today and our beautiful guest, Reverend Valerie Love, can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page on Facebook. Please be sure to create any posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then, you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Did you know that you have access to Life Coach Today any time of the day? Sure you do. You can email him any questions you may have, and he will answer them on the air. The email address is ask@LifeCoachToday.com. Is there a topic you would like Life Coach Today to explore on an upcoming show? You can email him that too. Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of August is Living Your Soul's Intention. We have wonderful guests coming up who will help shift you one conversation at a time. Tomorrow, make sure you are here for the Healing Power of Sound Vibration with Dr. B. Serious. Do not want to miss this show. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Ambassa Safira for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Do you passionately love and appreciate you? If not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune in to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Be sure to join me as well for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we connect with introspective tools like tarot, medicine cards, and black angel cards to get you more clarity about your life's journey. For more information, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. You will find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. Did you know that the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show is syndicated? It is on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. We thank you in advance, family, for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. And we're enfolding your father right now, right where he is, knowing that God is right where he is. Health is his birthright. We see him healed, whole, perfect, and expressing the divinity that he is. And all the other people that have supported him, they're simply the hands of God. And we bless all the people that are working with him, knowing that all is truly well. Sending your dad lots of love.
Thank you so much, Life Coach Today.
You're very welcome, my sister. Talk to you around one.
Yes, I'll see you then.
Okay. Yes, indeed. You are listening to the crazy show where you are destined to expanding consciousness. And if you refuse to expand, we might agitate you a little bit. I am here to make the comfortable feel uncomfortable, and those who are uncomfortable to feel comfortable. That's what truth does. Truth will set you free, but first it will piss you off. But you don't have to accept it. That's what I believe. You know your truth. We're here to heal. We're here to support you because we're all in this together. We're all in this together. We're all moving through life, the ups and downs of it. What is called the good and bad, the ugly, I can't even talk about it. Through it all, God is in it. God is, and God is in all that we are going through and growing through. So, if you can just remind yourself that God's got your back and your front and your toes, and your head, and your weaves, and your makeup. God got it all. You can relax. Thank you all for tuning in. We're taking your calls. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And make sure you press 1 on your keypad for questions. Maybe you're moving through something. You need some guidance. You need a different perspective. You need a different point of view. A different point of view, a new way to look at what you're moving through, what you're going through. Because in order to expand your consciousness, it's important to have a different point of view. Sometimes we stay in the same position, saying, but I try meditating, I try affirming, I try praying. No, move. Prayer is a shift in consciousness. And if you don't want to call in because you don't want the world to know your business, you can post your questions or send a message through the like pages, Ask Life Coach at a fan page, like page. Post your questions there or on the Life Conversations Radio like fan page. Or you can even send an email. The email is ask@lifecoachada.com. And we'll be happy to answer your question and guide you, support you, stand with you as you grow and evolve and see yourself in a whole new way. Guess who's in the house today? We got the passionate Reverend Diva. Have you ever seen her on YouTube? Man, if you ain't seen her on YouTube, you've been living under a rock. She loves the camera, and the camera loves her. When they get together, woo, you're talking shift in consciousness. Some people are just feeling the in their consciousness. If you're willing to grow, you will have a shift in consciousness, or you're going to hold on to the old. Okay, I'm ready. I think I'm ready. Well, oh, actually, no. I'm not ready yet. Well, I am ready. I'm just not ready to bring her on. Because I want to play a little bit of Karen Drucker. Because y'all, that sounds southern enough. Let me try it again. Y'all are getting ready. No, that didn't sound southern at all. But I tried. I tried. Y'all are getting ready for healing. But I want to tell you who's bringing the healing. It's the goddess known as Valerie Love. Reverend Val. She just got all kind of healing energy. She got folks that you can see and folks you can't see. They just walk with her. So let me do a little bit of this, because it would just be wrong of me not to do this. And I don't believe in being wrong. I believe in being righteous. This is Karen talking. Yes, of the goddess. Are you ready to receive? Are you ready to be healed? Are you ready to surrender to your greater yet to be? Now, this moment is the time. All you gotta do is say yes. And when you say yes, Spirit will undress you. Ooh, Lord. You know, you gotta fall in love with Spirit. You gotta fall in love with God, with Source in a whole new way. Like, ooh, no, I'm going home to my beloved. As a matter of fact, I am with my beloved. Karen Drucker. Gifts of the Goddess. We'll be right back with Reverend Valerie Love. Don't go nowhere. If you do, you're going to miss out. That's right. I said it.
These are the gifts of the Goddess. Love, joy, and peace. Gifts of the Goddess, are you ready to receive all the gifts of the Goddess? Love, joy, and peace. Gifts of the Goddess, are you ready to receive love? Are you ready? Joy, are you ready?
The goddess.
She went there at the beginning of the show. If it's out of sync, blame it on blog. Because Life Conversations Radio is always in sync. You damn right I'm ready for my healing right now. And we are ready for the passionate Reverend Diva Valerie Love. Ooh, can you handle it? Yes, we are, Karen Drucker. We're ready to receive. Karen Drucker, KarenDrucker.com. Karen, K-A-R-E-N. Drucker, D-R-U-C-K-E-R.com. Asking you a divine question, the kind of question that would take you deeper, the kind of question that would transform your life, the kind of question that would bring healing in the moment simply by saying yes. And it's time to bring in somebody else who said yes to life and was not afraid of what's going to happen. Sometimes folks going to go crazy when you say yes to yourself. Woo-wee. Yeah, well, for those of you who listen for the first time, I'm usually calm. You know, I'm not this kind of hyper. I know. So I don't understand. It's this energy juice that I'm drinking. This water and tea. I'm not always like this. So feel free to come back, okay? I'm usually calm. I'm usually like an NPR host. Right. Let me tell you about my guest, for those who don't know. Reverend Valerie Love is an ordained interfaith minister of spiritual consciousness on a soul mission as a catalyst for transformation through the power of love. She's an intuitive advisor, inspirational speaker, author of 5 books, and the founding minister of Boost Worldwide Love, a community in the New Thought Ancient Wisdom tradition. As a seeker and teacher of truth, Reverend Valerie teaches spiritual laws and principles as reflected in the life and teaching of the Christ. Yeah, you know, that dude who said greater things than this shall ye do. It's like, I ain't really doing much. I can do a little more than me. Anyway, a metaphysical understanding of the Bible and the wisdom of A Course in Miracles. Raw steak for those who want to grow spiritually. Officially known as the Divine Midwife, Valerie Love is here to support the birth of a new consciousness on the planet with an intention to live and teach the magical life of conscious oneness with spirit. She is a founding member of Destiny Divas, a membership organization of women helping women live on purpose with passion, power, and in prosperity through coaching, community, and camaraderie. Valerie Love's specialty is teaching how to apply universal law and principle to money matters to create and manifest a rich life of abundant prosperity. Her background in the financial services industry, her 20-plus year as an entrepreneur, and her love of learning and exploring the deeper mysteries of life and love integrate into a holistic and practical approach to money and wealth. Yeah, when you fall in love with the mysteries of life, woo, better hold on. No, actually, let go. Let go and get ready to receive my guest, myself, my friend. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my guest, myself, our sister, Reverend Valerie Love.
Live show today. How are you?
I'm good, passionate Reverend Diva Valerie Love, full of joy.
Oh, my God. I am loving your show. I'm telling you, I'm writing things down. Ooh, when you practice love, your issues will run like roaches. I'm just listening to you and loving life.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, my God. How are you?
I am good. I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful that you're here. I've been feeling the energy of our conversation. I don't know what we're going to talk about. I have some questions, but I know that just our conversation will inspire so much more. So I'm looking forward to what we birth together. And grateful that you're here, and let's get this party rolling.
Let's get it started. Thank you. Thank you for having me this morning, this afternoon. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, really, it's this moment, really, because this moment is all
this
that
moment.
Matters. You know?
That's
and
it.
If people attach
now.
To the daytime, daytime, that's on them. They miss out. Where was she on? Don't worry about it. Just go listen to it. Oh, I wish I listened live. No, it's live right now. So,
right now.
I know you brought your YouTube family, and they have a tendency to be rowdy. So, can you kind of, like, give them a signal, tell them, calm down, you know. We got some real work to do here. We got some healing to do.
We got healing to do. Yes, we do. We have healing to do.
Let's be playful about it. So, speaking of playfulness and healing, I just read some things about you, a tiny little bit. There's so much more to you, so much more, and we're going to get in your business, and you don't mind sharing it, so that's a good combination. But I want to ask you, from your perspective, from your point of view, who is Valerie Love? Who are you?
Who am I? A daughter of the divine. That's it. Mm-hmm. A demonstration of love on the planet. That is it.
A demonstration of love on the planet. I love it. I love it. And you express that love so passionately, uniquely, boldly, what I call holy boldness. It's like, I'm going to share my love, and if you don't like it,
it's all good.
A little bit. We want to hear your story. You have a quite interesting story, and you know, being once Jehovah Witness, and that's about. Tell us about your story. How did you get to this point, and actually to a point where you now realize that you are a daughter of the divine?
That's a good question. You know, and as I look at life, and we were talking, I heard you talk about life's mysteries and falling in love with life's mysteries. One of the mysteries I discovered about life is that when you plop down on this planet from the other side, you will plop down in the place that is farthest from where you really are to be and yet closest at the same time. So, because we're always home, right? We're always home. We just think we're not home. We're always home. So it looks like on the physical plane, like we are the farthest place we could possibly be from where we really want to be. That's where it seems like life plops us, almost like a maze, and you get to wind your way inch by inch by inch by inch out the maze to home. Yet what we don't know is home is in the heart. We're home all along, even when we think we're in a maze. So I think that's how my life started. I was born to a single mom, 19 years old, 1961, in Harlem, USA, in New York City. And in 1961, a pregnant woman that didn't have, that was under 20, 19, still living at home with her parents and didn't have a husband, that was just crazy. Most of the time they sent, you know, young ladies like that down south somewhere, and they came back, and we didn't know nothing about the baby or anything like that. And she was really clear that she was going to have her child and that she was going to raise her child. And thank God she did. Thank God they didn't send her somewhere to do something with this baby. Hallelujah. I made it. So I was born in Harlem in the 60s, very turbulent time. And for 4 years, for the first 4 years of my life, we sort of lived in this spiritual kind of netherland, I guess you could call it. We didn't really subscribe to any particular religion. You know that what I mean, like kind of floating around, netherland kind of thing? We lived with my maternal grandparents, and we were in this building. It was this tenement building in New York City on 8th Avenue. They call it Adam Clayton Powell Jr. Boulevard now, but back then it was called 8th Avenue. And we lived right in this tenement building. It burned down now. It's not even there anymore. And on the second floor was our family, myself, my mother, my mother's parents. And the floor above that was my grandparents, my grandfather's parents. So there was four generations of us in the same building. That was real common back then. And it was a real good support system for me to grow up in. So we were there for 4 years. And then when I was four, something really, a huge change happened, a huge shift. That was the day
my mom met one of Jehovah's Witnesses on the street corner in Harlem, New York City. And that moment changed everything. It changed. As I look back, you know how you have these moments, Life Coach Ide, where you look back on your life and you can see these moments that were these crystallizing moments that changed everything?
Mm-hmm.
I guess
mm-hmm.
we can call them destiny moments, right? Destiny
right?
moments.
Right? Wake up call.
Yeah. Hello. Isn't that the truth? So we had one of those moments. And from that moment on, we were inducted into, because my mother took instantly to it, because it was the answers that she was looking for. She was only 23, and she was had a lot of questions about life, about why was life like this, and why did this happen, and why did, you know, good people stand up and they get shot? Because in those days, we had Martin Luther King, we had Kennedy, we had both the Kennedy brothers, we had Medgar Evers, we had Malcolm X, we had all of these amazing leaders, and they all got shot during those 60s. That period. They were all killed. The prophets were all killed for their message. And she really had a lot of questions. It was a turbulent time. So she found that witness on the street corner for her destiny, and that thing suited her. When she found out about Jehovah's Witnesses, that answered all her questions. She was in. She was like, where do I sign? That's it. So hence, she carried me along. By now, I had a brother 2 years behind me. So she took me and him to the Kingdom Hall, and for the next 26 years, from the age of 4 to the age of 30, I was deeply inducted in Jehovah's Witness tradition.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. And for good reason. Do you know why? Because I had to learn the Bible, and those people are the Nazis of religion. You know, I don't have judgment on anybody. I love it. Because if you should be told, they're like the Nazis of religion. They don't stop. You know what I'm talking about? Like, they are committed to their deal. They are committed to their deal, period. And, you know, commitment is huge for them. So it really did a lot for me. And we had to learn the Bible every day. We had to study the Bible every day, read the Bible every day. And now that's a gift, because for me, now that I read the Bible every day by voluntarily, not being coerced to do it or forced to do it or hit over the head with the Bible like I was growing up in that experience, it really was a gift. So it taught me so much. It taught me discipline. It taught me how to minister. It taught me so much. And I was on board. When I tell you I was a Jehovah's Witness, if you lived in New York City in Harlem or in the Bronx in any time in the 70s and 80s, I probably knocked on your door, because for 26 years, I knocked on doors. So I probably knocked on thousands of doors with the Watchtower and Awake magazine. And I tell you, I really look back at that experience now, and I think that's where a lot of fearlessness came from, because there's got to be something in you pretty fearless to knock on any door, crack door.
Yes.
We didn't
yes.
care. We didn't.
Yes.
Okay, y'all are here with crack. You know, I done knocked on houses with crackheads in it, with houses with murderers in it, houses with bank robbers in it. It didn't matter, because we was in the hood. You know, you never knew what was behind the door. You never knew. And it didn't say us none. We prayed up and we read our scriptures that we were supposed to read, Matthew and all that kind of stuff about Jesus did this, and this is what we're supposed to do too. And we went out and knocked on doors, and it was a blast. Until here is another defining moment. When I was 30, I had this soul awakening. I had had my second child. By now, I had moved to Maryland, and I was really starting to see things differently, that this was not the place I was supposed to stay. It was a stop on the train. You know how God has a train, and all of us have a destination, and we have these stops along the way, and then God says, okay, this is a rest stop. You can get out and you know, drink and whatever, learn whatever you need to learn, rest yourself, and then get back on the train. Mm-hmm. This is not your final destination. But some of us build a house at the rest stop. And that's not where you're supposed to be. You're not supposed to stay there. You're only supposed to be there for a minute. So it was someplace I was passing through. It wasn't where I was supposed to spend my life. So at 30, when I had my daughter and I went into a deep depression, my soul told me this. And then the defining moment was when I looked in the cabinet and I saw the Motrin that they had given me, these 800 milligram pills. I can still see the bottle pills. To this day, I don't have pills in my house of any kind, or no Band-Aids, nothing. We simply don't seem to require them, and I'm grateful for that. My daughter's husband, my former husband, my daughter's father, she and he and I were sitting around talking the other day, and she said that she had gotten a little scratch on her finger. He said, well, did you have a Band-Aid? We were sitting in my house talking, and I said, no, we don't have Band-Aids. And he said, you don't have Band-Aids, Neosporin, anything like that? I said, no. And it was so funny when he was asking me that. I don't have an aspirin. I don't have anything like that in my house. We simply don't require it. We simply, I would have it if we required it. We simply don't require it. And I thought that was really a powerful aha moment I had when we were in that conversation. So anyway, that's just how it was. I had pills in the house then because they had given them to me from having the baby. Well, I looked at the pills, Life Coach all day, and I'm telling you, I said to myself, how many would it take for me to just not be here anymore? That's how depressed I was. And the thought of that, the thought scared me. Like the thought that I had just had a thought of taking myself out scared me, because that by then I had a three-year-old child and my baby that I had just birthed, my beautiful daughter, who's now 23, and my other son is 26. That thought, that was just 20 years ago, that thought scared me, and that got me on, well, actually 23 years ago, that got me on the conscious journey, because the voice, you know that voice with a capital V, the voice said, get up. I was laying in bed. It was like, get up, pick up your cotton, walk, kind of moment. I got up. I jumped up out of the bed. Now, my house looked a wreck, dishes all over. Husband come home every day, what's wrong with you? He was writing my mom. He was calling my mom. I don't know what's wrong with her. She's laying in bed. This is so unlike her. Because normally I'm like type A personality, doing everything all the time, everybody. I was just laid out in the bed, depressed, and about to slip out of this life. And then one day the voice said, get up. I got up. It was like Jesus talking to me. It really was. I stood up. It might have been him saying, pick up, you got to walk. I stood up, and the voice said, go outside. Go outside. Well, that was like a major undertaking, the baby and, taking a shower. To me, that was like a huge thing. Okay, I got myself together. I went to the door, opened the door. Of course, the curtains were closed. The house was dark and all that. So I went to the door, opened the door. I looked outside. Whew. Okay, go outside. I went outside. I'm standing there outside. Sometimes the things the voice tells you, so simple, right? Two simple words, go outside. But then it took, I cannot tell you how much it took for me to do that. So, okay, I'm outside. It said, breathe. Whew, breathe? You mean I have to breathe too? You mean I have to go outside and breathe? Man, this is too much. You know?
That's too much. That's just too much, okay? Let me just go back to bed.
No, let me just go back to bed. I'm overwhelmed already. I got to breathe now. So I just breathe. I just, like you said earlier in the show, breathe. I breathed, and then I found the magic in breathing. I couldn't believe that. I don't think I was breathing up until that time. I think I was panting through life. I think I was just kind of following along what I was told, doing what I was told, and just kind of, I don't think I really breathed. So I'm standing outside and breathing, and then the voice said, walk. And then I started putting one foot in front of the other, and then the voice said, this is what I love about God. God meets us where we are. So if you're a person laying in the gutter, God will meet you right there with just the instructions that you can do just to come out the gutter, right? If you're Donald Trump, God meets you at the Donald Trump level with giving you the next business deal that will take you to the next level. Wherever we are, God meets us. And it's so this is love, right? So then it said, look up. And I looked up, and I'm walking, and I'm breathing, and I'm looking up, and the sun is shining on me. Life Coach Ade, that day to this day, there's not a day that I don't walk outside and do that very same thing. Every day. It is my spiritual practice. So, continued walking and breathing. I knew I had to throw away. Then my soul told me, live or die. You make your choice. Either you're going to live your soul's destiny, or you just be out of here, right? Isn't that the choice?
Yes. Right? Yes.
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 Either you're going to live, you're going to really live, you're going to watch life, you're going to stand up, live your destiny, or, you know, let's let you go on and just finish this incarnation, have another incarnation, maybe when you get yourself together. You know what I mean?
Come back when you're ready. Yes.
So, I made the choice, I'm going to live, because it scared me, and I had my kids. It scared me that I would take myself out. And I knew the only one that was taking me out was me. It was not anything else. So I started living, and when I started living, I knew I could not live any longer in the box that was Jehovah's Witnesses. So I knew I had to come out. So I came out. And once I came out, I said, God, I had one of those real heart-to-heart talks with God. I said, God, I don't know what's true, and I don't know what's not true. That religion told me a lot of things. But then again, there's a whole lot of other things that I've seen that that religion told me is wrong that doesn't seem wrong to me. Like, I see Buddhist people, and they seem very happy and peaceful, right? I couldn't understand it. And I saw Islamic people. I didn't see anything wrong with them, but the religion told me something was wrong with them. But I didn't see anything wrong with them. And then they told me, you know, don't like the people that meditate because something's wrong with that. Well, I didn't see anything wrong with that. So I said, God, you know what? I'm just totally confused. I'm going to tell you the absolute truth, God. I don't know what's true, what's real, what's not, and what is to be. God, I am with you, and all I know is this one thing, God is love. That was the only thing I knew.
Yeah.
I said, you know what, God, I'm going to throw out everything else because I don't know if any of that stuff is real. Or was it just stuff people told me? And I had to know. I went on this serious soul searching. I had to know. It was like I couldn't sleep until I knew. So I threw out everything, Life Coach Ade. I threw out every religious belief I had. I deconstructed my entire belief system. I didn't believe anything other than what I knew, and what I knew was God is love. And from there, I said, you got me, God. Take me, show me. And wow, the scales literally fell from my eyes. And I came back home to myself, to my authentic self, and being the magical person I knew I was all along. I was born a witch. And I've always been, and not witch in the sense of a person who flies around on a broom with green skin and
a
nose and up. Right. Let us elevate this. Let us understand it's a magical person. It's a wise person. It's a healer. It's one who has taken a vow to harm none. I had ants in my house. I couldn't even get them freaking things out. It was making me crazy because I have a vow of harmlessness. I can't even cast spells on ants to get rid of them. Because then who am I to, right?
So roaches are like, if you want to live, go to Valerie Love's house. She loves all of humanity, all of life. Just go there, hang out. She's going to step over you. Speaking of roaches.
I have this vow of harmlessness. You know, this is truly what a witch is, a wise one, a healer, one who practices the old religion, one who reveres nature as God, God in everything. This is what witch is. Let's elevate it above what Disney has presented to us. So I came back home to myself, and it's been a wild, amazing ride since then, a new discovery sometimes every moment, every day. Life is amazing. That's all I can say. And then fast forward, here we are now.
You know, actually, I want to stay with that witch conversation for a minute. Because, you know, people have been, as you said, been programmed to. And when you look at movies and Disney, all things out there, really the mysteries of life, we've been programmed to be afraid of it. Wow.
Yeah.
Sometimes the people who have written stories, written a book, written a movie to have you be scared of it actually use that magic. So when you talk about, because you took it to a new whole new level. You didn't just say, I'm a witch I've always known. You said, I'm a Christian witch. I'm a Christian
That's
witch.
Right.
Now what?
I love Jesus and my wand. Oh, yes.
Be healed. How did you get to a point where you were able to incorporate that? Was the dying process that you went through when you were 30 kind of just took all the fears away that you were able to bring the idea? Because I'm sure you knew that the idea to say, well, first of all, leaving the Jehovah Witness after 26 years, and now you're calling yourself a witch. And not only that, you said, I'm a Christian. I know that must mess with people's mind, consciousness. Like, whoa, what did you just say? How did you get to that point to be able to say it out your mouth?
That's an excellent question, and yes, it does mess people's minds up, and if you could see the YouTube people that say, you can't be a Christian witch, and I just laugh, because I that's all I can do, and send love. I laugh and send love, because no one can tell you who you are. Only you know who you are. That's between you and God. That's an inside job, who you are, you know? And same with me. So it was really an evolution, Life Coach Ade. It was an evolution. I did not come to it immediately. Now, all my life, I've always had these experiences where I could see stuff that other people couldn't see. But I couldn't talk about it for those 26 years because they told me everything like that was the devil. So I couldn't talk about it. When I was 3 and 4, in our apartment in New York City, we lived in an old, old building, and there were a lot of spirits in there. I saw them all the time. I saw them at night walking around. I saw stuff all the time. And to me, I thought it was very normal. I didn't learn later that it was something that was weird, that people were afraid of, that people had judgments on it, that really it was fear. That's all it was. It was fear. Because the next dimensions beyond the third dimension, the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth dimensions, these are as natural to us as anything because that's where we came from. We're visiting the third dimension, right? It's not home. We came here for a visit. and then we thought we're from here. I laugh when I see ETs on TV, extraterrestrial. I'm like, we're all freaking extraterrestrials. What are they talking about? Everybody's an ET because nobody's from this planet. It was an evolution. It was an evolution. So one day, I went through a healing journey because, trust me, I had so much judgment on it to peel back from being in a fundamentalist Christian experience of life for so many years. There's so much judgment and guilt and shame and hiding and inauthenticity was heaped on my true magic and gifts that all that had to be peeled back. It still gets peeled back. It still gets peeled back to deeper and deeper levels. That's what I love about life. So here we are. It was about maybe 7 years ago, in 2006. Another choice point I had was I entered InnerVisions, in the InnerVisions Institute for Spiritual Development. It's a deep, deep healing spiritual experience. So I entered that, and then I continued in that process and became a minister of spiritual
consciousness. Is that in Yale Van Zandt School?
That's right, founded by Reverend Nancy Yala Van Sant. And so I entered InnerVisions. It's powerful. It's amazing and powerful. So, no, it is not a school of witchcraft. Let me be real clear about that. It's simply a you don't go there to learn how to be a witch. Let me clarify. It is simply a healing school where we come together for healing and transformation, and whatever comes out on the other side of it is your authentic self, whatever that may be. You may be a shaman, you may be a seer, you may be a witch, you may be a visionary, you may be the next president, you may be the next great mind in science. We don't know what you will be, the true authentic you, until we peel back all those layers, right, of shame and judgment and guilt and unworthiness and fear, doubt, worry, all the things that don't serve us. So I got in a peel back. One day I was sitting, a few years ago, I was sitting in front of my, sitting there, and the spirit almost lifted me up by my collar. You know how sometimes you get those inspirations, and spirits like lift you up by your collar and just sit you in the seat. Well, it lifted me up by my collar. It set me in the seat in front of my camera and said, talk about being a Christian witch. Oh, now, when I got that assignment, I got to tell you, I was not happy about that. Truth be told, I was not happy about that assignment. I'm like, what? And spirit said, just tell your story. Can you do that? I'm like, I can do that. Turned on the video camera. It was as natural as breathing. Tell your story. And I sat in front of the camera and told my story. Hey, this is what's going on. This is blah, blah, blah. This is blah, blah, blah. And when I heard the word when I heard the words Christian witch fall out of my mouth, I was probably as shocked as anybody else. That is the absolute truth.
What did I just say?
You know how your destiny sneaks up on you, and it's gonna, like you said earlier in the show, you said you're not strong enough to mess up your own life. I was like, whoa, that's true. We can't mess it up because something more powerful than the human self is gonna step forward if you give it permission, and it's gonna tell the truth of your being. Period.
So true.
And that's what happened.
So true. Woo!
What a ride.
If you
just go with God, what a ride.
Power. Indeed. If you're just joining us and thinking, oh my God, who is this woman? This life coach Hadé finally did the transition. Now he's a woman. No, he's not. He's Reverend Valerie Love. All that passion, all that fire, it ain't me. I just asked the question, okay? And to find out more about her, she's an author, a healer, daughter of the divine. She understands the power of love, and she allows love to be revealed through and as her. To find out more about her work, her website address is valerielove.com, valerielove.com. And, well, if you go to YouTube and you put Valerie Love, you make sure you choose the right channel now, because you might think, huh, this is the Valerie Love? No, when you find the Valerie Love on YouTube, you would know. Okay, so just make sure you go to the right one. Because there's a little few Valerie Love, but there is the Valerie Love, and she's on YouTube as well. You know, you've shared a lot. So I'm taking notes here. I'm thinking of the transition phase. You talked about God meets us where we are. And I think sometimes people don't quite get that. And I want to talk a little bit more about that, because today's topic, today's theme is living a prosperous life. And sometimes we just narrow it down to prosperity, meaning just money. And there are some people who allow themselves to believe that if everything else is fine, but they think they're having financial issues, then they haven't quite mastered it. But a shift in perspective is always needed. So I want us to, after we're going to take a break, do Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Now I want to pick up from God meeting us where we are and how to use that truth to live a prosperous life, to open up more and let go of all. You talked about the scales coming off earlier, that we could just peel back all the BS that we've been, like, you know, they just do on top of us. I wanted to help people because I know my work. I get to be around people, support people who are in that transition phase where they're trying to move from where they are to where they want to be. And sometimes they hear new truth, new information, or truth, not even a new truth. They hear truth. And instead of now using that to support them, sometimes they use that, the truth that's supposed to set them free, to beat themselves up. So when we come back, I want to pick up from God meets us where we are, because that is profound, is very simple, and it can just make a heaven of a difference. So we're going to take a break, and we'll come back with Reverend Valerie Love. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Now, you have an opportunity to heal, to just get to know yourself in a whole new way. And I encourage you to share your questions, your comments, because you got somebody who's passionately on fire to support you and burn up all that foolishness, because that's what all those things, those lies about us, it's just that's all it is, foolishness. When you burn up the foolishness, you can be full of God. We're going to take a break and come back with Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. No, that's not Celeste's voice. Let me try it again. Celestial Moment. Celeste Morgan.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Hadé. I like what Life Coach Hadé does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Yes, love, we will spread. For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki mind management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ASK at LifeCoachAdE.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you, my brother Jack Armstrong. Thank you, thank you. Yes, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. My guest, my friend, myself, my sister is Reverend Valerie Love. She's a reverend, an author, inspirational speaker, daughter of the divine. She's a lover of life, and she would light up your issues that they can't help but just get burnt away. To find out more about her, her website address is valerielove.com. We're going to prepare for a celestial moment and then come back with Rev Val. She's also known as Rev Val. Can you feel the fire? You know, what are you moving through? What questions are you asking yourself? Are you feeling like you're not there yet? I haven't quite done it. No, I don't know. I'm messing up with this spiritual stuff. Rev Val said, and I approve the message, God meets you right where you are. So stop tripping. Relax. Don't trip. Trust. Celeste, my friend, how are you doing?
Woo, child.
I know that's right. I know that's right. I know that's right.
Stop. No, keep going. I love her. Love her, love her, love her. And I want to share something with her that my sister gifted me.
Okay, let me unmute. Hold on, let me unmute her first. Let me unmute her. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I know what you're going to say. Go ahead. I want you to say it.
Thank you. Thank you. My sister. Hello, again.
Hello.
My baby
Hello.
Sister is actually on the line, and so I'm so grateful that she is experiencing this with me. She calls herself my twin, my baby sister, and when I was having the witch conversation with her, and it was not a word she, okay, Cleo the cat, you don't need to call me out. stereotypes. Anyway, when I was sharing the witch conversation with my sister, she really wasn't a fan of that word at all. And she had to do something to make herself feel comfortable. And I have shared this so many times, but it is my honor to share it with you. But my baby sister has an acronym for witch. And for her, it's Women in Truth Changing Hearts.
Wow.
That's
wow.
My baby girl came up with that. And it made me feel more comfortable. So to hear you and to connect with your energy, particularly during this time in my family's life, you're such a gift to me. And, you know, we say this all the time, right? But we never know what number is running when we get a guest. But you are so on point with your energy. You're such a magician. You know, you're such an eagle. And this celestial moment is dedicated to you. Because I needed to see a mirror. Someone who looked like me, who played with the scriptures the way that I do. That was the first time that I really connected with you. And there was this other piece where the sister was looking for a Bible a day. Reverend, but I'm not going to tell your story. But when you come back on, can you please share about how you found your Bible? Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. All right. That would be my request, my story request from you. But I'm going to get to it because I am so caught up. I'm not even co-producing right now. I'm a listener. I'm absorbing. I'm embracing. And I'm healing. And I want to thank you for that. Oh, God.
Thank God. My pleasure. Thank God.
So we're going to get to the celestial moment now. And we're going to do this. And all is well. And thank goodness I have a producer who's not afraid when I jump up and down and go, can we please have her? who says yes. You know, your bravery, Life Coach today, for having this conversation. There are a lot of people who would run from this, but you don't. And that's why I hang out with you.
I ain't afraid of love. I want more love and more love and more love. I know love when I see love. So,
yeah. So we're going to get to it. I'm taking a deep breath. And my kitty cat is right here. Hopefully she'll stay quiet. Unless she goes, amen, mommy. All right, so here we go. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift. And trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. And as a divine midwife, this is a special gift for Reval. The energy of the day is one, the number of fresh starts and new beginnings that is ruled by the sun. The ego is the first card of the medicine cards, and it is the power of the great spirit, the connection to the divine. Our root chakra is the first energy center located at the base of the spine, and it relates to our most basic survival needs and our sense of belonging. When we find ourselves on shaky ground, we go to the root and settle down. One also reveals itself as the magician in tarot cards, and the magician's ruling planet is Mercury, better known as the messenger of the gods. The magician utilizes all the elements, fire, earth, air, and water, at his or her disposal to bring forth manifestation. The letters connected to the number one are J and A and S. And so words like abundance and jubilant and shine reflect the powerful energy contained in the number one. Today we're going to put the spotlight on the Ten of Discs from the perspective of Mother Peace Tarot. Its number is not one, but when you add one plus zero, you get one. So here we go. This relates to money, goods and services, work, business, as well as status, possession, and property. The Ten of Discs is also called the Wealth card in tarot. On this card, the primary color is yellow,
Yellow is the color of power and connected to the navel solar plexus. On this card, you find a community of women in a large circle holding sacred baskets and directing loving energy toward the middle. For in the middle is a woman in the act of giving birth while being supported by her sister friend. The baby represents life force, seeds, dreams, thoughts, prosperity, whatever you want to manifest in your life. At this sacred moment, each of us is invited. What role will you play? Are you giving birth to something right now? Are you with the community of women providing support? Or how about this? What if you are the baby? Let's start creating the space to welcome your prosperity. It's time to give birth to the magic in you. All is well. And that's the story of 10 of this through Mother Peace Tarot. I'll see you on Tuesday, around 1, for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste. Appreciate you. Thank you for weaving it all together as you remind us to birth what is seeking to be revealed. I appreciate you.
Ashe, thank you.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, around 1, Monday to Wednesday. And this is Destiny Mohammed, harpist from the hood. Grace, the song you're listening to. And we're getting ready to go deep. We're going to talk about money, how to navigate money while we are going through our spiritual growth and spiritual breakdowns. And it looks like we're meditating every day, but money's like, not yet. We're taking your questions. The number 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. And, Reverend Valerie Love, let's talk about God meeting us where we are, because it is such a simple, powerful truth. I've done it, and I know people to learn a new awareness and learn a new principle. Rather than use that principle to support them to the next level, it becomes a task. Now, they think they're not quite there yet. They're not doing it right. So they step on the spiritual path, and then they, it just gets so much goes on in their mind. Can you just talk a little bit more about God meeting us like where we are?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. You know, a story comes to mind, and I wanted to say thank you to Celeste. That was a delicious celestial moment. Woo, I was enjoying that. That was delicious. So thank you for feeding my spirit and my soul. And don't think women in truth changing hearts is what Twitch stands for. I got to tell everybody on Facebook, Celeste Morgan told me this today. Please give me your sister's name so I can put her name in the post too. That was delicious. So God meets us right where we are. So a story comes to mind, and Life Coach Ade, you may be able to relate to this because this was a story about me going to Africa. And so in December of 2007, I had a powerful coaching session. And in the coaching session, I was asked if I would what was my answer. You know, the question that came to me is, what is your vision? And I said, Africa and prisons, because I knew I was called to do work in Africa with women on the African continent and women of the African diaspora. And I also knew I was called to do work in prisons for those who are experiencing God's retreat house or the gift of incarceration, as we could call it. And when I said that, the response from my coach was, well, we could make that happen right away, because this trip going to Africa, will you go? And I said, yes. So something, once again, something in me jumped forward and said yes. It was love jumping forward and saying yes. And I didn't know what was going on at the same time that I was saying yes. I didn't know where in Africa I was going. I didn't know who I was going with. I didn't know how much it cost. I didn't know when we were going. I didn't know anything. I said yes. Next. What I came to realize was at the very same time I was saying yes, there was an election going on in Kenya that was a catalyst for tribal disagreement. So the election did not go according to how people wanted the election to go, and as a result, there was civil unrest.
Well, I didn't know this was going on at the same time I was saying yes, because if God had given me that piece of information, I don't know if I would have said yes. I probably still would have said yes, right? So, okay, so I find out. Now, this is December, mind you. I find out. I make some phone calls. They tell me who to call. I make some phone calls, and the minister who's taking us to Africa, he says, yes, we're going to Africa. We're going to Kenya. Okay, lovely. Sounds great to me. Now, I've never been to Kenya. I still know nothing about the political unrest. I know nothing about the tribal warfare going on. I'm just okay. And he tells me how much it costs, some $3,000-some-odd that I did not have at the moment that I said yes. Lo and behold, a check came in the mail to me that I would call quote-unquote unexpected. You know how we say unexpected? How can it be unexpected when you're expecting your miracle? You're always supposed to be expecting of good. So yes. How could an unexpected check come? Weren't you expecting checks to come? So this check came in the mail for well over $3,000. Very interesting. Right at the right time. So that check was being written at the same time that the civil unrest broke out, at the same time that I was saying yes. Is this incredible synchronicity or what? It reminds me of the synchronicity of your show, Life Coach Ade. Just this little aside, I was looking at your show, Life Conversations Radio, and I was reading about it, and I had visited your page, and I looked at it and I said, wow, this is so amazing, this is wonderful, because one of my Facebook friends was on your show, and I looked at it and I said, wow, this is wonderful, amazing. You know, 2 days after I had been all over your Life Conversations Radio, here came the email. Would you be against Life Conversations Radio? I could not type the email back fast enough. Yes, I've just been there. So synchronicity, so that shows us, yes, you're on the right path. This is the cookie crumb trail through the woods is what I call it. You got to follow the cookie crumbs, the little popcorn trail through the woods, because you're not going to see the whole thing at the moment. And at any given moment where you are, God is going to be right there with you at the level you are, giving you the message as you can receive it at that moment. Because I can't receive a message at one level of consciousness that I can receive at another level of consciousness. And I don't know how God does what God does. That's why God is God, right? All I know is that Spirit Divine will give this person this message, this person this message, this person this message in the way they can hear it at the time that they most are open to it with all the resources that they require to execute it, and that it will be received, or that it will at least be planted in consciousness like a little seed. And then someone else will come and water it, right? And someone else will come and shine a little love sunshine on it, as we heard. So let's talk about the solar plexus. So this is what was happening for me. So here it is. February was the date that we were going to Africa, and this is December. And here, February, we're leaving. Yeah, it's $3,000-some-odd. Yeah, I don't have that. Okay. All right, so now it's time for me to go into my magical mojo. I went to my prayer room, where I do my magic. And sure enough, it came forward checks. And I got to tell you this, Life Coach Ade, when I said yes, all of my bills were paid in advance for the month, along with the trip, along with cash in my pocket to go. Now, isn't that interesting that when you're on the path of destiny, more than you require shows up, whereas when you're trying to scrape and scrounge around and do it on your own and live your own little life somewhere on some job that you hate, you can't hardly make ends come together, right? But when you're on the path of destiny, magically the heavens now shower you. It's true what they say, the floodgates of heaven will open, showering you with everything that you need. So here, February, somewhere in January, I heard a little bit about the civil unrest, and I heard that they were getting all the marathoners out of Kenya. And I was like, okay, God, I'm scratching my head like I'm going to where they're excavating. They're evacuating people from there. And Spirit says, go there. Yes. Aren't you a demonstration of love on the planet, Valerie Love? My spirit guide. They like to say that. They like to remind me of who I am. Yes, this is where we need love now. That's why we're sending you the demonstration of love. Holy crap. This is what being love means. Yes, this is what being love means. Okay, I'm ready. So I go over, and biggest guns I've ever seen in my life. I have never seen that many guns in one place, and that many big guns, and I mean up close and personal. Every fear I had came up. Every thought of why I shouldn't be there came up. And at the same time, this overwhelming bliss welled up in my soul and washed away every
possible fear I could have manufactured in my little human mind. And next thing you know, I was literally transported to heaven. I was in the middle of tribal warfare, hearing the one tribe talk about the other tribe, and in the middle of it, there was this profound bliss and peace I still cannot describe to you to this day. And that's just one example of God meeting us where we were, where we are. And if God gives you all the information about the assignment in advance, you'll probably say no. That's why we don't need to know. Okay, right? You work with God, but it needs no basis.
I tell people it is in our own best interest that we don't know what the future looks like, that we don't know the plan, because if we do, we'll mess it up. That's the radio version of what I say. We'll mess it up because now we start planning for it, trying to protect for something that hasn't happened, ensure it because God showed it to you. It's going to look, but, you know, there's something about the natural evolution of who we are. And I want to ask you, because I know people, I have friends who, I said, yes, but it looks, everything around me is crumbling and I'm struggling. I don't know if God is really hearing me. What would you say to people who are in that place? Say, I heard you talking about it. Say, yes. I said, yes, I lost my car. My house is going to be foreclosed on. This yes thing ain't so cute. I need help.
Wow. You said it right there. Yes means yes to God. And it now means that you're on a journey with God in which three things will happen. One, you will get to relinquish every attachment you ever had. So if you were attached to a car, your car must go. If you had an attachment to a house, your house must go. If you had an attachment to a person, that must go. So usually the first things we start to lose are car, houses, and relationships. And the same thing happens to me. I had a beautiful Lexus before I said yes. I had a lovely Lexus. It was a lovely Lexus truck. I had my lovely mini mansion. I was set up. Yeah. I was making all my money. I was doing the thing. Well, was that based on ego? So that's a house of cards. It must crumble, right?
Yes.
So that's the first thing that's going to happen when you say yes. You're now, okay, great. You said yes to God. That means you have to let go of attachments to everything else. Doesn't that make sense? However, in the physical, that looks very scary because losing a house, a car, and blah, 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 blah is very scary. But I tell you one thing. Having met the eviction man, having met the repo man, having met the foreclosure man, I have no fear of none of it. None of it. Why? Because in my father's house, there are many mansions. Go pick another one. You know, this is where we've got to get to. We've got to come out of fear. The second thing that will happen is that you will deepen in your trust like never before because you'll have to. You'll have to go to God for everything. And number three, you'll become a love being. You'll become a love beacon. You will become a love light on the planet. And love, what is love? Love is an incredibly attractive energy. It is more attractive than anything in the universe. Love, God is love. Love will now attract to you all that you require, and you will find that all your needs are magically met. Somehow you didn't have money in the bank, but somebody bought you a delicious meal. Somehow you didn't have a place to stay, but somehow something turned around this way or that, and now you have a beautiful bed to sleep in. Somehow you thought your clothes, something happened to them, they lost in a fire. I've heard all kinds of stories, fires and storms and all kinds of ways that these things come out of our lives, and somehow when you look at it, you always had your needs provided for. Why? That was the love. And, of course, the miracle, lesson 50 says, I am sustained by the love of God. And that's the truth.
That is the truth. So if you want, I take your three steps, and I love them, because in order to know oneself as a love being, as love become a love light, you must be willing to let go of the BS that's blocking your sunshine. And in letting it go, there's going to be a sense of trust. So you talk about relinquishing attachment, because in that process, when people, and it's not even people who are at the beginning of their spiritual journey, it happens anywhere. You know, wherever you are in your spiritual journey, that ultimately, because there's this idea, too, that we think we know what it should look like. So we pray to God to manifest what we think is for our own highest good. And it's like, listen, you don't have enough brain cells to think of the next moment, to create the next moment.
And trust is needed to know that we are supported by a friendly universe. There is a divine plan, and love loves just for the sake of loving. It's a process, it's a clean out. So step one, relinquishing of attachment, deepening your trust, and you become a love being. Yes, that's the real work. That is the real work. I want to talk about money because, you know, I understand where we live and, you know, in this world that we live in now, we say, yeah, I get that, but money. And for me, I really believe that money is never the problem. It's not the problem. It's the way we think. But before we do that, you and Celeste were talking about this, how you found your Bible. Can y'all let us into your secret? What do you mean you lost your Bible? What's that about?
Well, I was in a move, and my Bibles were in storage, so I didn't have my Bibles with me, and I really, really wanted a Bible. So I prayed up that morning, and I said, today, I'm going to have me a Bible, because my place was empty. It did not have any of my things over from storage yet, and I just had pretty much the bags that I kind of walked in with, like some overnight things and things like that, and I did not have my Bible, except the tiny little Bible that I carry in my purse. I wanted a big Bible, like a study Bible, like take my teeth into a Bible, right? So that morning I prayed up and I went into my magical space and I said, I'm going to have a Bible. And that was that. And I released it. That's the key critical thing to manifestation. You have to release the thing. It's like you just said, we don't have enough brain cells to even figure out the next moment and what's going to happen in the next moment. How can we possibly figure out how we're going to manifest these things? So I left. I went out the door, and I'm walking to the dollar store, and I'm walking, I'm loving life, I'm enjoying life, looking up, and in my spirit with God and affirming and whatnot, and I get to the dollar store, and I actually, first I went to this little antique shop in my area, and I look, and I see a Bible in there, that's not the one, it's not speaking to me, and I keep going, I go to the dollar store, they have Bibles in here, I look in the book section, these Bibles are not speaking to me, no, that's not it. I walk out the dollar store, I'm walking back home, right at the corner of Mountain Road and Appalachian Road. Isn't that an amazing place to stand? Right at the corner. Isn't that a powerful place to stand?
Yes,
at the corner of Mountain Road and Appalachian Road. Here comes a man driving around. I met a man. Could this perhaps be the one? You remember that woman that said that years ago? I met a man. isn't that amazing? I met a man. He came around the corner in a car. And Life Coach Ade, I tell you one thing, my judgment immediately kicked in because the ego is always judging stuff and always saying what's wrong with stuff. You turn around the corner. And I'm looking at his car, and it's full of junk. I'm like, look at that car, full of junk. You know, immediately a judgment from the ego. Then I dismissed that because the man stopped. He looked at me and stopped. And I'm like, oh, okay. He said, hey, beautiful. I said, hey, what's up? He said, let me show you. I just came from a yard sale. And here goes the ego again. Why is this man talking to me? Why is this strange man talking to me? Now, here's the thing. I'm glad that does this man really think I want to know what he got from a yard sale? It looked like a bunch of junk to me. Now, see, we have to be real aware of the lower mind, right? The lower surface mind that doesn't know nothing about nothing and only can tell what the five senses, it can only understand what the five senses told it, which is 1% of all reality, right? So that's what was kicking up right there, my surface mind. So the surface mind, yet there's something higher, deeper, broader, wider, more expansive. There's something bigger than that. So the bigger thing in me said, oh, what is it? The love in me said, oh, you went to the yard sale. He said, yeah. He hops out the car. Let me show you what I got. Okay. He pulls out a Bible. Life Coach Ade. He pulls out a Bible. He puts the Bible in my hands. I said, oh, you got to be joking. Then I just start laughing at the angels because me and the angels always hanging out having all these funny conversations because the angels are always laughing. God's always laughing. So we are just cracking up. Yeah. Now I'm looking at the angels like, oh, y'all got jokes, right? They're like, ha, 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 we got you. We got you. Because you looking at the man with junk in the trunk and you think it's something else. And there's your blessing. Yeah. Ha, ha, ha. Did we disguise it good? Because the angels are always disguising your blessings, right? So just to see what you're going to do. So, and once again, peel back the BS, as you said, was blocking the sunshine. So the man put the Bible in my hand. I said, oh, my goodness. I said, you got Bibles? I was, all of a sudden, I'm intrigued by the man with the junk in his car, right? So he said,
Oh, yeah. He said, I went to the yard sale and I bought all this stuff. He said, and then I said to the lady, I collect Bibles and I give them away.
Wow.
That's what he said to me. Is this a magical life I'm living or what? I tell people I live a totally magical life. People don't even believe. I don't even know if people even believe some of these stories I tell them because they're quite unbelievable. They're quite fantastic. And I tell you the honest truth, this is exactly what happened. So he says to me, and the lady said, oh, you give away Bibles? Come on in my shed in, over here in my little storage shed. I got a whole box of Bibles I could give you. She gives him a box of 30 Bibles.
Wow.
Who keeps a box of 30 Bibles in their storage shed?
And it's not a church.
No, it's not a church. Is this a lady having a yard sale? Like, is this a star or what? This is how life loves you. It loves you so much. It will contort itself. Now, the angels already knew that one of those Bibles was for me. I didn't know that. And look how they had to time the whole thing. They had to time the whole thing for me to walk from my house to the dollar store, to the Etsy store. I'm wandering around. I'm not on a schedule. I'm simply on synchronicity. I'm not on human time. I'm on synchronicity. That means you're always at the perfect time at the perfect place. It's like right now, right?
Yes.
With the perfect people. So here, the man says to me, he put the Bible in my hand. He said, now look at this. He opens it up. He said, this is rice paper. This will last 100 years. I was like, wow. Now, when he was saying that, I still did not get the sense that this Bible was mine. So I gave it back to him. He said, I said, you know what? I need a Bible. He said, you want a Bible? Come on. He opens the trunk. He's got all these Bibles in the back. He said, which one do you want? I said, and I'm feeling, right? He said, I got just the one for you. He picks up the Bible. I'm looking at the Bible right now. I've got the God buns. He picks up the Bible. He gives it to me. Here, you can have this one. It was so incredible. Open the Bible. The thing is highlighted, underlined. The person who had this Bible was, studying this Bible, reading this Bible. This Bible is so magical and prayed up and read up that it is got all this energy on it. This is my Bible. He gives me the Bible. Mm. Then he says, let me say a prayer for you. I was like, hallelujah.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
He prayed over me. It's just amazing.
Wow.
Why?
The man was a junk. Was prayed over you, brought you your Bible.
Look at that. That the ego wants to talk about and dismiss it. The surface mind doesn't know anything. That's what that convinced me of. The surface mind knows nothing. That's to tell it to the surface mind, thank you for sharing, and let it sit down somewhere because it really will block you a lot of blessings and sunshine, as you say. So I got the Bible, and to this day, that Bible is, I keep it on my counter right here. It's open to Psalms because it's so magical for me. So that's my story of my Bible. You see this picture on Facebook of a Bible that I have, and you'll see the story on Facebook. It's got a ton of comments and a ton of likes because it's just an incredible story of how God sustains us in every moment.
And, it's like the stories that you told, it's we just need to pray and keep moving our feet, just pray and keep moving. And even when we think something is junk, we get to see the treasure later on. And it's really about aligning with our souls. I mean, the theme for this month is living your soul's intention. I really know that when we start living our soul's intentions, things just kind of fall in place. And we have to learn to distinguish between what we think should happen or what wants to happen. There's two different things. Because sometimes we hold on to what we think should happen, which causes a lot of pain, and we forget about what wants to happen through and as us. And, the theme is living a prosperous life. And we know people need money. Some people are willing to let go. They go through that phase of relinquishing. And they're trusting, but the third level, they can't somehow feel or think they're being a love being because so much is crumbling. How do you describe prosperity?
Prosperity, powerful question. I was dealing with that question for the past few days in preparation for this conversation. And prosperity came to me as an experience of tapping in to the truth of infinite supply and supernatural surplus. That is as the answer. When I asked that question, knew you were going to ask me that question.
Say that again.
I knew you were going to ask me that question, Life Coach Ade, and I had to go in spirit and get my answer. I was like, I cannot have, not have an answer for this question.
You're trying to talk
with it. I had to get the answer. It is the experience of tapping in to supernatural surplus and infinite supply. Or as I say, infinite supply and supernatural surplus. It's the experience one has as a result of having tapped into infinite supply and supernatural surplus. And most of us just don't know how to do that. And it's inside. Most of us don't know how to do that. We've just been so conditioned and so taught to go outside, to look out there somewhere. Hence, people looking for a job. If you really got infinite supply and supernatural surplus, you would never look for a job ever again. Never. Unless it was your ministry. Unless God guided you there for your ministry.
Yeah.
You would never look for a job again out of need. Never. You just wouldn't.
So those with
that
the
experience.
Those with the open consciousness of saying, the key word is tapping into it. The supernatural surplus, infinite supply already exists. So here's the question. How can somebody tap into this supernatural surplus and infinite supply?
The three ways that have been superb, that bar none, most powerful ways to tap into infinite supply and supernatural surplus are, is no secret, it is not anything anybody has never heard before. I tell you, I cannot say anything new to you. It's the same thing we've been saying all along, prayer, meditation, and for me, chanting. Prayer, meditation, and chanting.
Yes.
It's not new. That's ancient. That's ancient. We want some new, you know, secret something, something, you know, fall out of heaven, something new that never existed before. That doesn't exist. It's nothing new under the sun. Solomon said that a long time ago.
I got to tell the story. I was talking to a friend yesterday, and it reminded me of an experience I had with, you have a council of, was it Council of Wisdom Council? And this person is an experience I had with him is Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith. And many, many years ago, I don't know, 15 years ago, he was coming to Hillside Truth Center in Atlanta, and I'm a member of Hillside. I knew I was going to meet him. I knew I was going to ask him my question. So I've been planning, you know, making sure I had every question I want to ask him, where my life is not working, where I'm frustrated. Oh, I was going to give him all the story. So this day was a Saturday. Him and Ricky Byers were here. They weren't married then. And my opportunity just showed up. And I went over to him and I said, Reverend Michael, blah, 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 this is happening, that's happened, blah, 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 blah. And he just kept listening. He kept listening. And I knew this is my moment of transformation. And oh my God, I'm going to start walking on water. And I finished everything I needed to tell him. I've been working on it. I've been planning to ask him, how can I be spiritual, be like you? He looked at me. And he said, keep meditating. And I'm like, okay. And I'm waiting for something else. He said, keep meditating. In my mind, I'm like, what? I'm asking you about my life that ain't working. I'm on a spiritual path. Reverend Michael, this is all in my head now. The best you got for me is keep meditating? I'm just nah, brother, man, I love you, but that ain't helping me. Now I understand. Now I understand. But as you said, it's nothing new. There's something about prayer, meditation, chanting, singing, forgiveness. We've heard it over and over and over. We just bring different experience to it to emphasize ancient wisdom. But somehow we get so caught up. The human mind gets so wrapped up in being right or debating or being defensive. But the truth is, I've let you say, it's nothing new. Prayer, meditation for you, as well as chanting. Some people need to let go of stuff. They need to really let go of some stuff. Some stuff needs to be let go. You know, you can't be backed up and expect to keep eating and feel healthy. You're spiritually constipated. You're life constipated.
You got to just get still, breathe in, and just let the whole stuff move through you. Yes, maybe tonight. Well, I'm going to do this because I sense that there's some more you can talk about prosperity that you're feeling in you about money. So I'm not even going to ask you a question. I just say, imagine this is your moment talking to your people on YouTube. Whatever you want to say about prosperity, whatever you want to say about money, even if you think, I don't know if you want to go here, you got the mic.
Oh, delicious. Beautiful. This is...
yummy.
This is so wonderful. Oh, my God, because this is what I want to say about money. You're absolutely accurate. Money problems are never about money. Let us remove our eyes from the money. Money problems are never about money. I've got a story to tell you. There are two goddesses that live in every heart, the goddess Shakti and the goddess Saraswati. Now, Saraswati is the goddess of abundance. Shakti is the goddess of wisdom. So when you are, here's how they work. The goddess of wisdom bids you to come be in her presence, learn, grow, deepen your understanding. And the goddess of abundance, she gets jealous when you give your attention to the god of wisdom. And to get your attention, she starts throwing money at you. Now, what happens is most people turn their attention away from the goddess of wisdom to look at the goddess of abundance, and then they chase her, but no one's ever caught her yet. When you chase her, she runs, and she runs away with all her money. So you'll be chasing and chasing and chasing her. You'll never catch her. The key is stay seated in your heart with the goddess of wisdom. Learn, learn, learn. Grow, grow, grow. Pray, pray, pray. Meditate, meditate, meditate. Chant, affirm. Affirm your good. When you stay in the presence of the goddess of wisdom, the goddess of abundance will get so jealous, she'll keep pouring money on you. Never take your eyes off the goddess of wisdom to look at the goddess of abundance, not even for a minute. Completely ignore her. She'll shower you with everything you have ever needed. Most people put their eye on the money, and money is not about money, and money is a very fleeting energy. And I was a financial planner for 7 years. I could tell you everything about how money works, a lot of stuff about how money works. And the minute you put your eyes on it, it runs from you. When you take your eye off of money and you put it on wisdom, love, power, these are the resonant energies of the heart. There are three energies that live in the heart, love, wisdom, power. When you stay in the love, wisdom, power within yourself, the money will be thrown at you. I guarantee you. I guarantee you people throw money at me almost every day. Not because I'm even asking for it. Because I'm not going to chase the goddess of abundance. I'm just not going to chase her. I'm committed to love and being incredibly attractive. So once again, I said I was going to go on a trip. Okay, well, the trip costs how many ever thousands of dollars. It doesn't matter if the trip costs $500 or thousands of dollars. It doesn't matter.
Right.
You sit still, you turn within, and you ask. Ask spirit. Tap in. Tap into infinite supply, your supernatural surplus, and next thing you know, it pours forward. If it doesn't pour forward, that just means there's blocks in the way. And one of these three, I call them detergents, will remove the block, either love, gratitude, or forgiveness. Either one of those three you're shaky on. Either you're not being grateful to the extreme degree. You're not being forgiven. There's some forgiving. There's someone you haven't forgiven. There's something you just want to carry around as some pet peeve. I don't know why. Or you're not being loving to yourself or someone else. Check those three. I guarantee you that's where the money block is. It has nothing to do with money. It's simply showing up as money. Money is not the core of it. Now, when you go beyond that, if you want to really tap into a mother load of abundance, you must deepen within yourself two key issues, two key energies, that's worth and value. And when you really tap into worth within yourself, and your own value, knowing that you are priceless. You are priceless. There is no, your worth cannot be validated. It cannot be argued. It cannot be denied. Your worth is not even up for discussion, because when you were created in the mind of God, God said you're very good. There is nothing that can even be questioned about your worth. It's not even a question. It's not even on the table.
Dr. Phil said this. I got to tell you this real quick story. I know time is winding down.
Hello. Speaking of time, where you go? Weave. Ooh, she was on fire. Even the line couldn't take it. So, woo! She's going to call back. Just enough to just deal with that. Take it in. Take in the love, wisdom, and power. Love, gratitude, and forgiveness. You know, when we talk about living a prosperous life, one thing keeps showing up. It is love. Love kept showing up. And we need a new understanding for love. Love keeps showing up, and Valerie Love is right back. Just tell us what, don't even worry. Just keep it moving. We're with you. So, Dr. Phil, just keep continue the conversation.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So Dr. Phil said he was helping someone, and they were having this issue. They didn't want to receive the help, even though they had asked for it. They didn't want to receive it. And they started telling Dr. Phil, well, you don't really know what you're talking about anyway. And Dr. Phil said, let me get one thing straight with you. Nothing about my worth and my value and my ability or what I bring is even on the table. It's not even up for discussion. So either we're going to heal your issue or we're not. And that was so powerful. Like, that's not even a that's not even a conversation that's even on the table. It's not even up for discussion, my worth and value. Neither is yours, Life Coach Ade, neither is Celeste's sister or any of our listeners. Your worth and value is not even on the table as a question or discussion. It is done. It is inherent from God. So move beyond that, and you'll be amazed that more and more will show up.
Whew. Gosh, let the church say amen. I see all the former Jehovah Witness, and I'm not judging anybody, but those who engage you and now say, ooh, we want to go. They're probably watching you on YouTube. Like, you know, that's true. You know, they're knocking on your door. Can we have a little bit of what you got? You truly expressing your love boldly, truthfully, honestly, and thank you for being a light. You're definitely coming back because we ain't even started yet. This is just a little introduction, you know. We have some cheese and wine. And what you do? This is what it's like for me. I feel like there's so many other places we can go, but we're definitely going to have you back. And before we release you, anything you want to say, got about a minute, anything you want to share with our listeners that, whatever's on your heart before we release you. Maybe something that you're doing.
Heart? Oh, my God. What's on my heart is to share with you, Life Coach Ade, thank you for your powerful work in the world. I feel the essence of the work. It is so powerful and so lighthearted and so free and so giving. And I have to say thank you. I'm in awe and humble, reverent gratitude for this moment that we got to share together and that I feel that we've met before and we'll meet again. And I so thank you for this work. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I so love you. I thank God for you. You continue to doing the great work that you're doing, and I look forward to our next conversation, be it off radio or on radio. It's all the same anyway. Thank you, my sister. Peace and blessings.
Thank you, my friend. Peace and blessings.
Woo! Life is good. It's getting better. I don't care what you're dealing with. I don't care what the question is. There's only one answer, and it's love. And if you're debating love, you don't understand what love is. Because the ones who know love, they surrender to it. And the ones who don't know, they debate about it. So whatever you're going through and growing through, trust the process of life. There's nothing else I need to add. And if you still haven't, if you didn't hear anything to spark you to live a prosperous life, don't worry. The seed has been planted and is growing. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. I'll be back tomorrow with Dr. B. Sirius talking about the healing power of sound. Make sure you join us. And this brother's off the... You got to come up with a new acronym for MF. Now, I said MF. You can make it mean whatever you want it mean, but there's got to be something that's like that really, that has such a high vibration. It's, oh, really? The mother funkin', I said funkin', I know I have an accent now, funkin', you know, like when you got the funk, calm down, everybody. Whatever you're thinking and feeling ain't got nothing to do with me. That's in your consciousness. Be love. It's the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. And just as important, be loved. And you know, here's the secret. You are the revival of a love story. Be the love you're looking for. Be the love that the world is praying for. And your life will not be the same. This is Sherry Marie, SherryMarie.com. Revival of a love story. I'm looking forward to having another conversation with you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern, and all the shows are archived. Peace and blessings. I'm out.
A ship that's lost at sea. When he walked out on me, I didn't have a plan B. Where do I go to now? How could I let this be? No one here to love, and no one to love me. This hollow aching in my soul. Help me, Lord, before I fall. I heard a whisper deep inside my soul.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.